Hey nerd, how's it going?
I'm doing good. It's nice to see you too. Come in.
Now, are you ready to fuck some dragons and slay some damsels?
Whatever, dude. You know that's what the party would do anyways with your track record.
Oh, I don't know. Like when Jake's previous character tried to seduce the vampire while you were in the middle of combat?
Well, I mean, he said that's what he was trying to accomplish after the session, but I think telling her to suck this instead was a bad approach.
Yeah, the one he rolled didn't help things either.
Well, you have a pick of the spots at the table since you're the first one here.
Yeah, I thought they would be here by now too. We start in 10 minutes.
No, they haven't really said anything in the group chat yet. Hang on, let me just send a message to see where they are. So, while we wait for a response, you can tell me what you did for your level up after last session.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Good.
Nice! Man, Blood Ragers are so cool! If it wasn't the Dungeon Master, I would totally be playing that right now.
Well, I mean, I like my character now, but you know it's the new toy syndrome thing. Every time I come up with a character concept, I just want to play the new shiny one right now.
Anyways, well, the rest of the group hasn't responded yet, which makes me a little worried, I have to say.
I don't know, I'd rather not cancel since you already got here. I know you live pretty far away.
Well, I don't know if you remember, but we discussed this a while ago. I said I wanted to do personal quests for you guys, so we could flesh out the stuff in your guys' backstories. You up for that?
Cool. Let me get my notes for what I had for your character, and we can get started.
Oh, don't worry. It shouldn't be that combat intensive. There will be some enemies so you can play around with your new spells and abilities, but this should be roleplay for the most part. Oh, and there's a message in the group chat saying they won't be able to make it. So good thing we're doing this instead.
Hmm? Oh, yeah, I guess we haven't done anything alone for a while, have we?
We should fix that. It's fun to hang out with you.
Thanks. Glad you think so too.
Hmm?
Oh, I guess we could do that? I mean, we don't have a lot of room in my place, but we could LARP this out a bit.
It'd be kind of fun to do so.
Yeah, like we were kids, exactly.
Alright, let's do that. That sounds fun.
Alright, so last time we left off, you guys had just gotten a mysterious amulet from the Waterlocked Castle.
Thank you, I had a lot of fun coming up with that dungeon. I'm glad you liked it.
Yeah, you guys were going back to town to investigate it. And since the others aren't here, I will say they're probably doing research on it while you get to do fun stuff instead. So, while you're wandering around town, a messenger starts to approach you. He seems a little hesitant while doing so.
Hesitant how? Like there is this fucking badass warrior dude in front of him that has this massive glowing magical axe and that he needs to deliver a message to. Hesitant.
But yeah, he hands it over.
Oh god, I should do a voice, shouldn't I? Hang on.
Letter for you, sir. The one who gave this to me said for you to complete the instructions inside as soon as possible.
Oh, okay, sure. As he's walking away, you stop him. He looks surprised and grateful for the gold piece you gave him. He doffs his hat at you and goes into the crowd.
I mean, that was a total coincidence, but he's like that NPC. I'm so surprised you even remember him. That was like the second or third one I made.
Well, I'm flattered that you like my characters so much.
Alright, so the letter says essentially, well, not essentially, you can read it right there, that you are to go to the Green Dragon Tavern and wait for her there. Furthermore, in the letter, she says she's a half-elf. Yeah, I'm sorry, I can't play the role of half-elf that well. I'm lacking the pointy ears and general attractiveness, you know. Oh, yeah, we can walk over to my kitchen. That works for the tavern. Okay, so you head on over there and find it pretty easily. As you go inside, you realize the clientele for this place is much more upper class than you, less murder hobo-esque. Oh, shut up. You guys are total murder hobos. And you stand out with all your scars and tattoos and otherwise intense appearance. A nervous-looking host approaches you and says, "No weapons allowed inside the establishment," and keeps glancing at your fucking cool axe strapped to your back. Okay, go ahead and roll. This intimidate shouldn't be too hard. Oh yeah, no problem. He clears his throat and says, "On second thought, these are dangerous times, and a gentleman such as yourself should have some form of protection." And he then dashes off into the kitchen. Alright, so you find an empty table, and some of the patrons nearby get up and leave the place looking a bit spooked. A server Okay, fine. A bar wench approaches to your table. I'm sorry, I lack good appearance for a bar wench, I guess. Well, thank you kindly, but I have to disappoint you. I'm not going to go put on a dress for the part. But I think you could totally pull that look off. Unfortunately, you're playing your character at the moment. Such a shame. Anyways, she seems in awe, unlike the other guy, and impressed by your appearance. Like, maybe I could be like this person one day. "Strongest thing we carry?" she asks. "Okay, that would be about 10 gold pieces." "Well, yeah, it's pricey. You did ask for the strongest thing. That usually isn't cheap in this universe." She kind of sashays off to the bar. Let's see, can I get a good sashay going? Get those hips working there? But anyway, she walks off to the bar. Let me just move over here. You notice a half-elf enter the building. She nods at you and heads towards you. "What? I don't know. I didn't really think to come up with how attractive she was. I'm sorry I'm ruining the illusion if she is attractive by my wardrobe at the moment. A t-shirt and sweatpants aren't the most flattering thing." But here, let me roll to see how hot she is. Oh shit, she got an 18. So, this attractive half-elf comes up to your table and says, "Good, you got my letter. You have an impressive reputation and I hope you live up to it. Unfortunately, I can't give you all the details of the job, but I hope that we can trust one another. If there's anything I can do to assure that trust, let me know." See, I knew it would turn to sex eventually. It was just a matter of time. Okay, what are you saying to her to seduce her? Really? That's your pickup line? You guys are the least creative party when it comes to seduction lines. Oh yeah, we could fuck. Ooh, I can feel myself getting wet already. Whatever, go ahead and roll. Diplomacy if you have it, otherwise just a straight charisma check. What the fuck? At 20? Seriously? Oh, wipe that cheesy grin from your face. So, yeah, after she says that, you lean in and whisper that into her ear, and she gives you this intense look. No, not exactly like the one I'm giving you. Hers has much less righteous anger in it. Do you want to go to the table and skip ahead? Okay, I guess we could sort of roleplay it out. I just, oh wow, I've never seen you blush before. And, you look very cute when you do. But, so what do you want to roleplay the half-elf and you, your character having sex? That's a little odd. No, I don't mind necessarily. It's just that I didn't think you'd be into doing this. I always did fade to blacks whenever the others seduced something, so I wouldn't make you feel uncomfortable or feel weird or have people get the wrong idea. And who would want to listen to two nerds have sex RP anyways? But you want to do this? Okay, and you kind of want to LARP it? I'm not exactly sure how we'll do that, but okay, since you want to... So the half-elf leads you to her room. We can go to my bedroom, I guess. Well, it helps with the ambience. She takes you to a room and... Actually, bring your d20. Do you remember what your initiative is? Good. Okay, so whoever rolls higher gets initiative in this 6 RP. Alright. Alright, she doesn't have that high of an initiative, so she got a 6. And you... Oh yeah, okay, so you take initiative. So she closes the door behind you. Okay, so what do you do? Are you okay there? You have kind of an odd look on your face. Okay, so what do you... do? I've had a crush on you for so long. But I was always afraid that you wouldn't feel the same way. Fuck, I just want to kiss every part of you. Let me lightly kiss up your neck. Up to your ear and let me just nibble on your ear. I love that sound. I'll have to remember that. Okay, I'm just going to kiss down your neck. Down to your lovely collarbone. You know what? I think this shirt is getting in the way. Don't you agree? I thought so. Let me just take this over your head and... Wow, you're amazing. Yes, you are. Your body is perfect. You're perfect. I guess that would only be fair. There. Now we match. No bra today for me. Now, where was I? Oh yeah, your lovely collarbone. Going further down along the middle of your chest. Just moving down. want to continue to tease you as I kiss down to your perfect stomach. I love the way you squirm. Now, and over the top of your hips, I'm going to stand up and run my hands lightly up your sides and all over your amazing body. Fuck. May I kiss all over your wonderful chest? Thank you. Fuck, I love the way you taste. I love to tease you with my tongue, licking your nipples a bit. I love the little sound you make as I do this. Let me just suck on your nipples a bit. I want to kiss your beautiful lips again. Can I, please? Thank you. What was that? You have another place to be kissed? Okay, if you insist. And then your underwear. And I love the way you blush when I say how amazing you are. I'm just going to get down on my knees in front of you so I can worship your gorgeous cock. I'm going to slowly kiss up your legs. Alternating from one to the other until I get all the way up to your thighs. And I just lightly bite the sensitive skin. You liked that, didn't you? Yes. Moving closer and closer to your aching, throbbing shaft. How badly do you want me to make you come? Because that's all I want to do for you. I want you to feel amazing as my lips and tongue drive you into ecstasy. Let me just... How does that feel? I can feel you twitching. I like your moms. Do you like when I moan around your cock? As I take you deep. Fuck, it tastes so good. Oh God, I want you to come for me. I want you to feel so good. Please come for me. I want you to let yourself go for me. That's it. Move your hips. Yes, rest into my mouth. Put your hand on my head. Oh God, that's it. Come for me. Come for me. That's it. Yes. Thank you, sexy.
Oh, wow, you're still so hard.
Yes. Oh, God, yes, I want that so badly. Please. Let me just... There. Get away, Pence. I don't need you. And let me just slide your cock inside me. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck, you feel amazing. Let me just... go slow. Oh, fuck, fuck. Fuck. Oh, please fuck me. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck, this feels so good. Oh, fuck, I love you, I love you. Turn me on so much. Oh, fuck, I love you. Oh, shit. I'm coming. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Well, that wasn't exactly how I expected our afternoon to go. What? Did I mean it? Mean what? Oh, Yes. I love you. Fuck. Yes, more than you would ever know.
Oh. I'm just laughing because earlier, you know, see all our sessions have sex in them. I know it's a dumb thing to laugh about, but... I'm glad you find it funny, too. Well then, you have successfully seduced a half-elf, and she trusts you. Mm. So, after we tidy up ourselves, do you want to continue our quest? Maybe once you get this quest done, or even during it, you and the half-elf can build some trust again? I love you so much. I'm so happy. Thank you.